This is podcastnorm.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Russ, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today on podcastnorm.com. Like our name says, we think this is a place where you can hear our podcasts, learn about podcasting, and much, much more. So without any further delay, let's move right into today's podcast. Today's program is a refresher on the stuff I use to make my podcasts and other productions. Hello, everyone. Today, I thought I would take a little time to mention some of the software and hardware I use to turn out my podcasts and other productions. Some of it I have used for a while, but I still use it, even though there are newer items coming out quite often. But I find my older stuff still serves me well, at least for the present. Some hardware and software has come along to make things faster, better, and simpler, and I have never been afraid to try new things, but I have never been one to use something simply because it's new if it doesn't make my job faster, better, or easier. Some things may have looked good early on, but their usefulness quickly faded as other items came along and far surpassed the abilities of those former items. It has been a learning experience ever since day one, and I don't claim to know all I need to know, even after several years of doing these different things. One thing I do know, everything has, or is, getting easier simply because of the advancements in technology and software, and that is a very good thing. As long as quality isn't sacrificed along the way, I'm very happy about that. Since I started in podcasting quite a while ago, a lot of things have changed, and some things have stayed the same. When I go back and listen to some of my early podcasts, I am amazed at the quality of them compared to now and how much easier it is to make and post them than it was at that time. I'm even surprised at what I was able to turn out, even though I didn't know a lot about podcasting or streaming and didn't have a lot of money to invest in equipment, either new or old. In fact, I wasn't even sure I would continue with it, so I didn't want to make any major investments, and I tried to find ways to turn out decent recordings with limited resources and equipment until I was sure I wasn't throwing my money away. Besides, at that time, it was a much more expensive and complicated process than it is now. As I've said before, I've been working with audio for a long time, and even though I liked the old days of recording and editing and producing the final products, I absolutely love the new days that are upon us. If you're new or just getting started in this thing called podcasting, recording, editing, and getting the product out to the listeners or viewers, whether you're talking about audio or video, it has never been easier than it is right now. The technology has really come of age, and working in the digital arena makes so many things easier than it used to be. You don't have to believe me when I tell you that, but if you've been around any type of producing and recording or editing audio and video even over the last 7 to 10 years or so, you know what I'm talking about. The changes to audio and video technology in just the last few years have been absolutely astounding. Over 38 plus years, I've worked with many different types of equipment from reel-to-reel to the latest digital capture devices. I try out different software and hardware and still find that I like some of the more simple-to-use things I come across. The podcasts, or blogcasts as I like to call these, are done on very affordable and easy-to-use equipment and software programs, and although I have tried and like to use the pro versions of some of the software I use, I still turn out many of my productions using the consumer-end programs that are less expensive to purchase and do everything I need them to do. Those pro versions have their place, but for turning out very good general productions, I find the simpler items fill my needs quite well, for the time being. Yes, I know the pro versions have many more capabilities, but I have found that I don't use all of the bells and whistles that might be offered with some of the more sophisticated ones, so I use lesser versions to their full extent. So far, I think things have turned out pretty well, but I do admit there are times I could save time if I had the pro versions of the software. Just for your information, I presently still use either Audacity or Sony SoundForge Audio Studio to capture and edit the audio portions of my productions, and I use Sony Vegas Movie Studio as a simple multi-track audio mixer to do the final mixdown, simply because it is a little faster than using Audacity. That isn't a knock against Audacity. I just find Sony Vegas Movie Studio a little less clunky and therefore faster. My favorite microphone is my Blue Yeti USB mic, and I store my downloadable print and audio files on Amazon S3. Needless to say, I know there are advantages to having more expensive and possibly better equipment, but I choose to continue working on the cheap, but don't want to sacrifice quality for price. Why would anyone want to listen to a poor-sounding, poorly produced presentation of any kind? I know I wouldn't want to, so I have chosen to pay attention to smaller details and turn out productions that sound better than some I have heard produced with some of the big-ticket items. Is it coincidence that I have somehow done something well with lesser equipment? Or is it because I pay attention to some small details for the quality of program I turn out and save money at the same time? Personally, I don't think so. I think paying attention to some small details can make some of the biggest differences in any production. Like I said above, I use the software and equipment listed here to accomplish everything you see and or listen to here. But then again, I fully intend to tell you more about the products and procedures I follow in the very near future. In fact, next time I will tell you about a couple of products I'm trying out and quite happy with. Who knows? They just might work quite well for you too. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at PodcastNorm.com. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to listen. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time, and you will tell a friend where to find us. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the host or guest presented here, and all music is from Two Buck Themes by Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated. Once again, my name is Rusty Norman, producer and host of PodcastNorm.com and owner of Norman TV and Video Systems. Until next time, have a great week.